This is GIS News. Coming up, $3 million drought mitigation program for St. Mary. Measures being implemented to reduce teenage pregnancy. And National Youth Service to focus on rural population. The news in detail after this message.
Trying to buy a home but finding it hard to come up with a 10 to 15% down payment? Well, it has just been made easier for you to get a 97% mortgage. Ask your mortgage provider if they participate in the mortgage insurance plan administered by the Jamaica Mortgage Bank and how you can qualify for a 97% mortgage. The Jamaica Mortgage Bank, facilitating safe and affordable home ownership for all Jamaicans.
Now the news. The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries is to implement a mitigation program to assist drought-affected farmers in St. Mary. This was announced by Portfolio Minister Derek Kellyer following a tour of sections of the parish on Thursday.
Having seen the devastation and heard about some of it, I am announcing today that immediately we'll be embarking on a $3 million program to take immediate effect to assist farmers in their preparation for the rainy seasons.
In addition to the immediate short-term measures, the Agriculture and Fisheries Minister also announced a number of medium and long-term measures to build climate resilience among farmers. These measures include phase two of the ministry's water storage tank program to be rolled out in short order. In addition, the ministry will dispatch a team from the National Irrigation Commission and the Rural Agricultural Development Authority to the parish next week to conduct assessments on designated farms to design localized solutions to their irrigation challenges. The United Nations Population Fund is implementing several strategies aimed at reducing adolescent pregnancy in Jamaica and the wider Caribbean. The reproductive health survey conducted in Jamaica in 2008 reveals that girls below 19 years of age account for one out of every five pregnancies. Director, UNFPA Sub-Regional Office for the Caribbean, Sheila Rosso, says an integrated strategic framework has been developed in collaboration with CARICOM to target adolescent pregnancy.
So it's a strategy that's going to be implemented not only in Jamaica, but across the Caribbean region. It was done in a very consultative, participatory way, where most of the countries participated in completing this framework, contributed to it in terms of looking at the needs of their own countries and what would be applicable to ensure or to assist with reducing adolescent pregnancy.
Ms. Rosa was speaking at a GIS think tank session Friday. The strategy involves public education and awareness in schools and communities, as well as providing social protection to prevent pregnancy among adolescents. Small businesses are being urged to take advantage of the cost-effectiveness of social media in marketing goods and services. This advice from Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Philip Paulwell. He was speaking at the 5th Small Business Association of Jamaica, SBAJ, Biz Social in Kingston on Thursday. Minister Paulwell says greater use of smartphones and cutting-edge applications will result in cost-effective marketing and global interactive exposure.
It doesn't cost you anything to tweet a message, to pin a product photo to Pinterest, or promote a discount on Facebook. The highly specific targeting parameters offered by Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn can help you get the biggest bang for your marketing buck.
Established in 1974, the SBAJ has undertaken the mandate of advocating for competitive advantage on behalf of the micro, small, and medium-sized enterprise sector in Jamaica, regionally and globally. The Biz Social was held under the theme, Utilizing Information Technology for Productivity in the Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises Sector. And the National Youth Service, NYS, is moving to craft programs that cater exclusively to youth in rural areas. Director of Community Services at the NYS, Nikisha Lindsay, says this is to enable more youth in rural areas to access career guidance and personal development initiatives.
We are now seeking to engage young persons in the rural areas. So for the next year, that is what we'll be seeking to do. We'll be seeking to find out how best we can tap into the rural spaces and improve access for them.
Ms. Lindsay is urging more youth to utilize the NYS regional offices to get information on employment, counseling, and mentorship opportunities. She was speaking in an interview with GIS News. That was the GIS News. I am Theodore Henry.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.